You're listening to the Love is Black podcast.
Where the host is fly,
the love is dope,
and the conversation is always 100.
Yay! Season 3! Woo! See, I brought the energy this time, because last time you were like, oh, you know, I'm all excited, you're not excited. So now I brought the energy.
Woo! Well done, well done. I'm energetic 1 week, next week you bring it. That's cool, I like that, you bring it.
That's how it goes. It's a little back and forth.
Exactly. You know, it's pretty good. Good seesaw. You know, I'm heavier. So, you know, this week you were little. It's all good, baby.
We're working as a team. And that was the point.
Exactly.
Like, I was with you. Teamwork makes the dream work. That's the only way that the things work. Boom.
The things.
Boom. That's it. Okay. Episode over. Mic drop. It's over. It's
don't
done.
Drop the mic that we need. It's expensive. we're not trying to break it. So don't do that.
Not trying to break it. No. Well, this is going to be a very interesting episode because it may be a little risque. Okay. Or maybe not. You'll have to stick around to find out.
Mm-hmm.
But we are going to be interviewing Daniel DiPiazza. Now, Daniel DiPiazza is a best-selling author, serial entrepreneur, and martial artist living in Portland, Oregon. The Strength of Seduction brand is his most recent project, and it's specifically designed to help the Black community.
So you've seen the advertisements, those couples working out, getting it in, but doing it in love, just hugging and kissing, and not kissing, but oh yeah, I'm loving you, I'm doing the push-up, but I'm doing the push-up on you, baby. You know, stuff like that. So good. Respect. Not sexual, but sensual.
Ooh, sensual.
You like that? Sensual.
Dare I say seductive.
Am I? So seductive. Stop looking. Don't do that.
Sorry.
You're looking good. You know, we still got a podcast to do.
Oh, don't.
Sure. We'll save that for afterwards. Either way, you've seen these advertisements for this product that's done very well. And it fits into what we talk about. Black love, and we need to promote it. And anything that we can find that'll help it, we want to talk about. And we were lucky. And we're very lucky to have Daniel to talk about this.
Yes. So let's jump into our fantastic interview with Daniel.
Thanks for being with us for season 3, and it continues, and it's great. And we're lucky, so lucky to have Daniel DiPiazza with us. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm on cloud 9. You just pronounced my name right in the first try. So everything else from here is bonus. Yes.
See,
bonus. One in a million. You're one in a million.
See, that's a good start. That's a good start.
Yeah, small victories. You got to celebrate every little start. Win.
Oh, no doubt. And my last name, our last name, Laguerre, people have a hard time with that. Mm-hmm. The letter G, it throws people off. I don't know why.
That sounds French. I don't know what that means.
The war. It literally is French. Laguerre.
Yeah. Oh, it's French. It's Laguerre. Laguerre. Yeah. War. Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Guerrilla warfare, war. Oh, I get it.
But you know, that's not the kind of vibe we bring here. We bring peace and serenity here. So that's what we're going with.
Same.
All right. So again, so happy that you're going to join us, and let's get right into it.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about Strength of Serenity. Strength of Seduction. I said
serenity.
It's a good word. I was so relaxed. My bad.
Well, actually, he was so much into talking about how you guys were into peace, not war, that he said mm-hmm. serenity. And that's what triggered
that. My bad, so
we can fix it.
Strength of Seduction. Strength of Seduction is the brainchild of me and my business partner, Micah. And this is about a decade-year-old idea now.
Wow.
Originally, I came up with this idea because my girlfriend at the time, who's now my wife, I just met her, and you know, I was really into working out. I wanted to find an interesting way to get us both involved in the activity, you know, something that would be, you know, like stress relief and also some fun, you know, connection time and something that was physical. So I got together with Micah, who is a college friend, you know, and we just put this program together to see what we could make. And you know, we went through various stages of building the idea and kind of letting it sit. The first time we attempted to launch this idea. This is like December 2015, maybe early 2016. And we launched the idea and we just made a simple trailer video on Facebook. And it was a pretty sexy trailer showing these couples workouts that we designed. And it blew up. I mean, it just, people went crazy for it. You know, this is, you know, 5 or 6 years ago, and it blew up online. And we had so many orders for this DVD that we couldn't possibly fulfill it. And Micah was stamping them in his house, you know, just completely overwhelmed with it. And we thought it was a cool idea. But at the time, you know, I was out in California. He was kind of opening up his first gym. He just had a kid. I was working on my own stuff. I'd already kind of moved on from that idea in my life. And we didn't get a chance to really make a go at it. And we kind of let the idea go. So we sold a couple thousand DVDs and we said, I don't know, this seems too hard. But 2019, right before the pandemic was going to take over the world, you know, we reconnected. And I was thinking again about this idea. And I thought, you know, there's just something about it. I know there's something here. There's got to be something here. And, you know, again, this is something that we came up with back in 2011 or 12, worked on it around 2015, put it back down 2019. I just said, there's just something here. And, you know, I had about, I would say, 2/3 of a book for this idea written as well. So we had these workout trailers that we'd shot 5 years ago. We had this idea for this book. What would it be like if couples worked out together? And could we turn it into something that was relationship therapy and physical fitness? Is there some, where's the connection point here? And then in 2019, you know, very end, right towards the end of the year, we decided, let's just go for it. And in 2020, we launched it. And, you know, it was really good timing with the way that the world was taking off, unfortunately, because of what was happening with COVID, but also fortunately for us, because people were inside, they were focused more on their health. They were frankly bored. And, you know, and also with that and the culmination of Black Lives Matter, I mean, it was just the perfect time for a product related to Black health and entertainment that was streaming and digital to hit the market. And so we couldn't have planned for it really any better in terms of timing. And that's why you guys have seen so many of our ads, because it just kind of blew up. But it was about 10 years in the making. And 10 years later, not only do we have, they're behind me, I'll reach for them later, but the DVDs and the apps, but we also finally did put out that book. And now we have the hardcover book, Strength of Seduction, The Modern Couple's Guide to Building Intimacy Through Fitness. So this is Black love personified.
That is awesome. Was it a conscious effort then, always, even from the original like conception of the idea, that it would be featuring and almost exclusively like focused on Black couples in the videos and in the DVD recordings?
Yeah, because when we first shot this in 2015, you know, we were doing it before it was BLM was trending. We were just like, oh, this needs to be here, because, you know, Mike and I are both fitness buffs. And in most workout stuff, it's all completely white, or which is fine. My mom's white. It's fine. I like white people. It's great. Lovely. But, you know, it's all white, or they insert a Black person in a way where they're obviously inserting it. They're obviously inserting him or her just to create the balance. And we wanted something that was authentic, where it wasn't like, you know, Beachbody, which is great. P90X, all that stuff is great. But we wanted it to come from an authentic place where we have all Black talent with Black vision, you know, and there are certain things that our audience likes that we just know how to do that you can't imitate it. So we wanted to shoot from that perspective.
Nice.
Okay.
I think it's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing.
I agree.
The book intrigues me though. So the book, is it kind of, I would assume or maybe hope that it might be like a little risque in its writing.
Well, what we did was we combined aspects of, you know, exercise and like actual physical exercise with meditation, affirmations, couples prayers, and Kama Sutra and yoga. So we combined these different sensual elements, you would say, not just purely sexual, but sensual, because it's building intimacy through fitness. And fitness has many components: mental, emotional, and physical fitness. And the whole idea, you know, building intimacy is the more intimacy you create in the relationship outside of the sexual experience, the better and the more frequent the sexual experiences will be, you know? So we just wanted to create a life and a relationship development system that could include as much of that as possible.
Okay.
So you said originally this was something you and your now wife kind of came up with. Did you do, and I'm not going to, I don't want to get too deep into it, but did you and your wife just do a few of them? Do you feel like it helped you in general? What kind of vibe did you get when you were kind of putting together what you thought the workout would become?
Oh yeah. I mean, you know, I did a lot of research for this, you know, just because there are, like, we're not therapists, you know, I'm not a therapist. I'm just coming from a hobbyist perspective as someone who really enjoys personal development and who has some experience in physical exercise and stuff. But, you know, one thing we did was we really just looked at what else is on the market, you know, in terms of what products and ideas couples are using to get closer together. And they have like these couples card decks, for instance. This is another company that has these couples card decks or different types of like toys and tools. And so we kind of looked at everything that was out there and we kind of just tried to fill in the gaps where, you know, there wasn't interesting material. Like, for instance, we didn't find anything out there for couples meditations. You know, it just doesn't really exist, but it's a really powerful way to connect with your significant other. So yeah, so Sarah and I would test some of that stuff and then do some research on it. Then we have, you know, within our community, we'll test it out and we'll see, what do you guys think about this? Do you get benefit from it? Do you enjoy it? And if we like it, we'll include it. And yeah, so we definitely test it all out. It kind of becomes part of the lifestyle, you know?
Yes. I assume it's evolved a bit from its original idea then in 2015 when it was out, and then to 2019. What is new?
That's a great question. I can even show you. You want to see some product development in real time? Let me show you.
In real time.
Okay. So this is now we're in business class. So this was, let's see. So when we brought I don't even have one of the DVDs from 2015 because that's too old. Micah has those. And you might even be asking, you know, why do you have so many DVDs? Like, who buys DVDs? A lot of people buy DVDs, surprisingly. Which makes sense because Redbox still exists. So people must be renting DVDs. I mean, I don't even think I really have a DVD player in the house. I don't know how I would play my own product. Well, I have a PlayStation, but you know, it's not common. It's not common, you know? But there was a demand for this. There's a demand for DVDs, so fine. So we decided to produce it. The first one we produced, you know, I was very proud of this. I designed this cover myself. So it kind of looks like a softcore porn. It's all black and white, you can't see it. There it is. Now this is a screenshot. Now what I was really proud of was this this red CD, which I thought was just bomb. You know, I'm not a designer, by the way. This is the best I could do with what I had. But we put out this, which I'm actually embarrassed that people, I'm embarrassed of this. This is all the stuff that we had back in 2015. So we just sat on that content for about 5 years and then said, all right, put it out in a DVD, see what happens. And we sold 10,000 copies of this, which God bless you if you got this. And you know, we just had to see if it was gonna work, and it did. So then we upgraded, and the next one that we had was this. So we went from here to here, still pretty big upgrade. This is a stock photo though, obviously. You know, that wig, I don't know what was going on with that. That's, no one would really wear that. This isn't quite our model, you know, but it still looks more professional.
Right.
You know, there's an evolution to it. It looks like, okay, something's going on here.
Yeah.
So that one started to sell. And then, you know, we started to get fancy and we started to do different product variations. This one's called Yoga Flow. So this one's all just yoga poses and different couples yoga flows. Really fun. You guys should try this. It's like a 40-minute flow and different stretches. And then we said, okay, we're gonna upgrade everything. So we went for the 3-pack. And we went, this is volume 1, this is volume 2. That's actually my co-founder Micah, his girlfriend Shay, and then this is 3. So we had all 3. But then we had a business problem, and it's that you don't think about this when you're just a consumer. But this costs a lot to send all this, you know, because okay. People are buying these in the bundles. And actually around February of this past year, because of Chinese New Year and all this other stuff, the factory ran out of plastic. So they ran out of the beads, the resin beads that you need to melt to make the plastic. So we couldn't even produce our product. You know, because we were sending three of these out for every shipping, and that's a lot of plastic. And you never think about that as someone who's a consumer. What do you mean you're out of plastic? Plastic is there's more plastic than water, you'd think.
Right.
No, they ran out. So that and some other things said, okay, we got to combine it. And now all three of those on one DVD.
Nice.
Now you might say, Daniel, why didn't you just start with one DVD? And I would say that's what is called hindsight's 2020. So, and that is the evolution. In that period of time, we made about $1 million. You know, yeah, just off doing the DVDs and apps.
Wow,
it worked.
Wow,
excellent.
We put it all back in. Trust me. Mm-hmm. Don't be impressed. We put it all back in.
I'm still impressed.
No, but that's
I'm waiting to get a. Ask. I'm waiting to get a bookcase. Okay, that's the state of the $1 million business. I'm waiting to get my bookcase. So that's the reality.
No, but you got to invest money in order to make money and to grow the business. But that is fantastic. I can assume also that there may have been some other people who may have taken your idea and maybe put their own little spin on it. Have you seen copycats?
I mean, we're copying people too. We're just doing couples workouts, but our twist is that we're doing it in a way that is supposed to enhance a relationship as well. And we feel that we have some bit of protection because we have the book as well. We're trying to embody a philosophy and not just a workout program. There's gonna be copycats. I hope there are. That's great.
Yeah, no, that's imitation is the greatest form of flattery.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah.
Bring it on.
Yeah.
Step back for a second. So you come up with this, and obviously you tried it out with layman friends and stuff like that. Did you show this to therapists or anybody else to get a feel for, you know, just a vibe for how this would work?
We got a lot of feedback from therapists, from counselors, from relationship coaches to put together just the curriculum, because in the book, each chapter it's broken down into like a physical exercise you can do together, a spiritual exercise that you can work on together. So usually that would be like an affirmation or a prayer or some sort of meditation you can do together. And then some sort of communication exercise as well. And these are all taken from different sources. And we worked with counselors and therapists and we're going to continue to do that as well. We have a few different live coaching programs where we're taking couples through our process. And our next step to make these programs better is to actually work with therapists in the program. We're just trying to see how to make it all happen.
Yeah. I envision like a retreat at some point in time where
they want it. They want it. Yeah. Yep. They want it. That's going to try to make it happen. It's just times are weird right now.
Right. Right. So,
yep.
So true.
Yeah. Every time you think it's getting better. And then
something
comes out. So
there's so many memes. It's like my summer plans, the Delta variant.
Yep.
You know, I'm just like, I am kind of just like have the blinders on now. It's all happening around me. I'm just like, okay, I'm just working on my mission. I got to work on my purpose. It doesn't matter what happens, you know?
So exactly.
That's where I'm at right now regarding everything.
Stay focused. That's awesome.
Stay focused, man.
Well, I assume you've probably gotten a lot of feedback and or customer reviews, testimonials. Is there one that stands out to you that's like a very special one that's really touched you?
Oh man, there's a lot. It's, you know what? It's a little bit, it's almost like, when you read the testimonials of a product that you created, sometimes it really triggers imposter syndrome because people say stuff and they're like, I did this with my husband and it changed the trajectory of our marriage. It saved us. I'm like, really? Because, you know, I believe that it works and I know it's good, but people aren't perceiving you and your material the way that you're perceiving yourself. So they might read something or watch something at just the right time. And because of the way that you said something, the way something was expressed and what they're ready for at that moment, it just hits for them. And so, yeah, we've had reviews, testimonials that are like, I was doing the exercise with my husband and my eye, you know, as our eyes connected, my heart melted. And I felt like I was forgiven for, you know, the problems that we've been having and this and that. And I'm just like, wow, this is going really deep, like deeper than I was expecting. It makes me a little bit uncomfortable because getting into a very intimate space with people. I mean, even on our, So we have these live coaching calls with one of our, we have something called the SOS Couples Transformation Challenge. And so we'll just, our, some of our customers who bought the DVDs and the books will come and do this challenge live with us. And recently we had a sexologist come into the group to give a conversation. And she had, she had like model vagina and model penis. She was like giving instructions on how to create better orgasms. And some of the responses that we were getting from people, which, you know, the book is, that's probably more on the risque side. The book doesn't even have that stuff in it. But some of the responses we were getting from people and some of the, almost the laughter and the fun from some of these uncomfortable situations. And then, just like people, when they start to work on this stuff, it changes their whole life. You know, when you start to like address some of these things, and some people will spend their whole relationship avoiding things and never working on them. And this, I think what's happening is with this product is it's giving people an opportunity to work on things that they've been either ignoring or to access, just to access new experiences with their partner. So yeah, the stuff that we get is crazy. The testimonials we get are pretty funny. And pretty revealing. It's a fun business to be involved in, honestly.
That's good. And well, I would say, obviously a lot of advertising, a lot of promotion, and that's a good thing. And I remember the first time I saw it, and this is maybe off the point, but Strength of Seduction. When I saw it, SOS is what stuck with me. So when I saw it, I was like, is this a program maybe for a marriage that might be in danger? And this right. is coming in to save it? Or is this to enhance a good relationship or something? Was there, I mean, it just works out. It sounds good, but did that have any, was there any part of that in terms of how you promoted it and what you thought about it?
That's a good question, because that's actually an internal discussion that we have. Is it good or bad that it's SOS? Because, you know, SOS is a distress call.
Right, exactly.
But I also have always been partial to the acronym because I think people are familiar with it. It's already something that there's a mind hook for it. I have thought about that. Yeah. And let me ask you, what do you think? Do you think it's, when you saw that as a first time viewer, did you think of it as a distress call?
When I first saw it, because I saw that and I liked it. And then I watched the video too to see it. And I thought it was maybe not a distress call, but maybe it was something to throw in, something special for a night,
yeah.
something for the weekend, or something just to do. But I don't know if I thought it was like, I'm coming to save my marriage type of thing. But it just seemed like it was interesting. It seemed like there was a sense of urgency to it. That's the feeling that I got.
That's fair. I mean, I think... We're and just in full transparency, we're learning the best way to market it, because it, you know, couples workouts, like if you go to Google Trends and you type in couples workouts, people are searching for it, but not really. They're searching for at-home workouts, but they're not searching for, what workout could I do with my spouse today? You kind of have to introduce them to the idea to inject the idea that it could be good for them, could be useful, could be fun, could be sexy. And so we're trying to find all the best ways to hook onto someone's brain. SOS, yeah, I think that it could be something that is for someone who really, you know, needs to get a spark back in the relationship. And I think that it's going to be hard to convince your significant other to do some fun workouts with you, or to do some like sensual, meditations if you're not already in a good place. But that being said, you know, relationships are very dynamic, and this is one of those things where you should always be thinking about how to improve, you know?
Yeah.
There's never going to be a right time to like start working on it. It should just be whenever you can.
Yeah. I think that's fair. I will say that I have seen it advertised as like a date night thing.
Right.
I feel like it almost literally said that, like date right. night.
Yes. That is one of our, yes, that's absolutely one of our ads. Yeah.
Yeah. Has that been the most successful term that I would say then to put in there for marketing, instead of like at home workout, instead of like couples workout, maybe like date night idea?
It has been very successful. I'd have to actually look at like the precise numbers of which headline has performed best, but it has historically been one of our best performing. I think too, that one of the things that we're looking to do is move from just I'm fine that it's a date night activity, but I also want to create a feeling of the lifestyle of what, as well, of like continuing the process of working out with each other, enjoying the quality time. Like, I think that we had tons of people, especially in quarantine, who saw it as a fun one-off thing to do. But now what we're looking to do is really build a community of people who are into the lifestyle of working out together, training together, being together, spending time together. And that might be, that might push us more past just fun, sexy date night. But that's been a very successful campaign. You know, that ad copy and that stuff has been very successful. As sexy as we can get on Facebook without them banning us, because they truly do think we're porn. Oh yeah.
It looks like it's leading to something. Right. Like, well, you know.
I mean, and Google won't even let us advertise because seduction as a whole word is banned. Oh. You can't even use the word seduction.
Wow.
So yep, that's the world we live in.
Oh wow.
Adult content is what we're put under. Oh my.
Another thing I found interesting, and I think it's a real testament to what, you know, to your product, is that okay, I go to the gym, I like working out. I'm pretty comfortable in that. Was there something special that you had to do? Because I think it might be a little bit harder for women in terms of this working out and kind of how they perceive working out. The fact that they're supposed to be with their, you know, their significant other doing it. But was there something specific you thought of when you're marketing it, a way for women to feel comfortable to do it? Because even with their significant other, they still may not feel comfortable with it. So was there anything that you came up with or thought about when you're like, listen, how are we going to get the women in this to feel comfortable with it? Because I'll lift weights, I don't care what I'm wearing, but I don't know.
Well, I mean, okay. I just thinking in terms of our customer base, it's mostly women buying for the man. The bigger problem that we have is male compliance of the female buying it and the man saying, I don't want to do that. That's actually a bigger problem.
Wow. Why would you figure that there's that resistance? The first thing that might come to mind for me is that the man might feel he's not getting like a real workout. He's more into like, just doing something, the girl, wife, whatever.
That, or, yeah, I mean, that's part of it. Or, I already have my own workout that I do. Or just some people truly are not, like, they just don't want to spend the time with their partner. I mean, when it really comes down to it, like, you know, if my wife asked me to do, like, a dance program with her, I wouldn't be like, no, fuck that. Sorry, you know. But I'd be like, yeah, that sounds like fun. You know, we're just having fun. So but I think a lot of guys, or maybe they're also like, they want to be the ones to come up with the solutions for things. So like, oh, you're coming to me with this idea, but I'm the one that comes up with the ideas, or you bought this, you didn't ask me. I don't know, there could be many reasons. But that's what we notice more of, is like the women will get really excited about it and then they'll have to like convince the guy to try it.
Interesting,
you know. Yeah. Come on, guys, let's go.
Right,
I know.
You gotta get with it.
Yeah, that's a surprise. I figured it's kind of wheelhouse. I figured like, let's do this. But
well, I feel like I was the one who introduced it to you, who was like, I saw this thing.
I don't think that's the case.
It's the marketing.
We were targeting both of you. Okay, it's fine.
Somebody saw it. I don't know. Are the marketing funds split evenly, like to marketing just people, or are we marketing to women?
Well, we do typically what we'll do is we'll market to everyone. We'll do large general population marketing. I mean, there's a lot of different campaigns. I could get into Facebook right now, which is like, I don't even feel like it's gonna make me cry. But we market to large audiences of tens of millions of people, general population. And then sometimes we'll get more specific with like, you know, African-American audiences, African-American married, you know, or likes BET, likes Ebony, you know, likes Tyler Perry. Sometimes just general population does better than even if you target African-American married, which you'd think that, I think that's just how the cookie crumbles. But like when we target general population, people seem to get it. And typically what we see though with our buyers split is that buyers are going to be 65 to 70% women, even though we're showing it pretty equally. So that tells me, and our audience skews a little bit older than I am. So, you know, I'm 33 and I would say the majority of our audience is maybe like a young Gen X,
okay.
You know, We definitely have people in their 30s as well, 20s and 30s as well. We have millennials as well, but I think most of them, our average age is probably in the early 40s, you know? So it's interesting.
Yeah, that is very interesting. I mean, it sounds like a great way to really spice things up. But my question is, if somebody's on the fence and they're thinking about it and they're not sure whether they should get it, what's like your number one, easiest, fast pitch why they should get it?
Oh, man. I mean, look, you know, just think about how much time you spend doing the same thing in your life, whether it's with your personal life or in your relationship, where you're doing the same thing, getting the same results. What we're looking to do with SOS is to kind of like pattern interrupt you, break up the monotony in a relationship by interjecting things that are really healthy for it. This is, you know, for a lot of people, this isn't going to be a painkiller as much as a vitamin, but a vitamin is also very important. You know, people will say, oh, my relationship's fine, or, oh, I'm in decent shape, it's fine. But what I would say is, how much better could it be if you put some intention behind it? So this product, you know, whether it's the book that you buy, you know, or it's the one of the apps or the DVD, you can go to strengthofseduction.com. This product is a pattern interrupt. It will get you in shape. You know, even just in our program that we ran, you know, people are losing 15, 20 pounds in a month. It's not uncommon. It's pretty simple to do. They're also reporting much better intimacy with their partner, increased communication. They're meditating together for the first time, things like that. And, This will, especially for people who've been married for a while, give you a new element of things to talk about, a new list of things to do together, a new set of ideas to play with and expand who you are. And that's so important because, you know, intentional growth is really the only way to go. Otherwise, you're unintentionally decaying. And so this is, you know, something that should be embraced. So I highly recommend it. You know, it have to be our program, but it should be some form of development. And why not do it with your spouse, your significant other? You know, that just makes it all the better. But quote me on whatever I just said. It was pretty good. I'm gonna put it on Instagram.
Yes. Yes. I wrote it down. You will be quoted.
Yeah. I heard it come out. I couldn't catch it as it came out, but I knew it was gonna be something for later.
That's awesome.
It was well said. It was well said. Especially in our culture, we have to really cultivate our relationships.
Yes.
Yes.
Because it seems like we're kind of in a battle of, you know, black men, black women, and all that. And it's just,
I don't even want to acknowledge that. I don't want to acknowledge that because it seems like, you know, because it's like, you know, you have the whole stereotype of, oh, black relationships aren't, they don't last or this or that. But isn't that just perpetuating it? Is that even true? Is that what the stats even show?
No.
No, not at all.
I don't think the stats show that. I don't think the divorce rates are higher in black. I don't think they are higher. I think the marriage rates are lower across the board.
Yes. Yeah, oh, no doubt. Absolutely. Definitely. Yeah.
But
yeah, a whole lot of random stuff like black men don't marry black women. And that's not true.
That's not true.
Vast majority of black men. There's so much.
Black dads don't stick around. Not true. Mine's down the street. We hang out all the time.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You know, so yeah, I just, you know, and we were thinking about that too. Like we were, so we're actually raising money, which, you know, that's a whole different conversation. But we're starting a round of investment. We're raising with this platform called Republic, which is a really well-known crowd equity platform that you know, that popular VCs look to consistently to invest in. And so we're going to raise a good amount of money just to keep this idea growing and going. But one of the things we were thinking about is like, what's our real why behind this? And in my original deck, I'd written something to the effect of like, you know, we're doing this because you know, black families, you know, have lower instances of like sticking together and things like that. And I was like quoting those things. I said, I don't think I actually have the stats to support this. Like, and I'm not sure if I want to, you know, I'm not sure if I want to perpetuate this idea. Like we should find another reason, you know? So I don't know. It's just something I've been thinking about.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's powerful because what you put out there is really, you know, shaping the reality. So I think if you have a good purpose and a good mission, I think that's going to help shape the reality.
It can only help. Yes.
Yeah, I definitely agree. Yeah. I definitely agree.
Many positive things as we can have out there in regards to black relationships, black marriage, black anything. It needs to be out there so we can kind of drown out all the negativity, all that white noise. And I definitely think Strength of Seduction is doing that. So this
Thank
is
you.
A fantastic product.
Yes.
So is there anything new, any tidbits you want to give us? What's the next step in line with this fantastic product?
The next step, The next step is continuing to grow the movement. Like, I think that we had a great start in February 2020 or in January 2020, and we kind of exploded. And now we're looking to take it outside of just internet land and get it to the people. So like, we want to get retail distribution. We want to get some more well-placed advertisements outside of Facebook. So, you know, radio ads, television, even working on some billboards right now. So just working on gradually expanding the brand. We also have product lines that we're developing. We have a few new programs we're working on. I'll be doing my whole like press run for the investment thing soon, going to different podcasts and saying, oh, you know, Black Love, yeah. You know, and raising money. Donate, click here to donate to Black Love. And so, yeah, I mean, it's kind of been a whirlwind, man. Like, I think that you say like, oh, I want to run a startup. That would be fun. And, you know, when you actually start doing it and it really, you know, it really hits and you have all these things to do and only so much time in a day, you're just like, man, you know?
Yeah, it's tough. And this isn't even the only thing that you do, right?
No.
A little time to self-promote. What else have you got going on?
Oh, we have to do round two for that. We'd have to do round two. You know, SOS has been, I think, the most interesting thing in years, because what it's allowed me to do is to promote something that's just based on an idea that I had and not based on my personality. A lot of the stuff I've done over the years has been over me, my philosophy or my writing or the things that have made me personally interesting. But what I like about SOS is that it's just the product and people can assess it just on the value of the product, not whether or not they like me, which is fine. But it's been cool to see that I haven't even had to. This is like one of my only podcasts I've been on, you know, talking about this product. I just haven't done it. And I haven't had to, which has been good, because it's proven to me that, you know, we can sell 40,000 units of this and I don't have to get out there and like grandstand it. People get it.
Yes.
That's what's been most interesting to me.
That's phenomenal.
It's always good to see Black business succeeding. So obviously, well done. And
thank you.
So and give us the same message to Michael. You know, well done.
Yes.
I'm making that happen. Absolutely.
No. Oh, I think your audio cut out, or was it me?
Oh, I don't know.
Hearing us?
Can you hear us now?
No, could be me.
Let's see.
Oh, no.
There you go. You're back.
Oh, you're back. Awesome. Awesome. No, he just said, well done. Good job. Good. Well, Daniel, I appreciate having you and talking about Strength of Seduction. I would love to have you back again talking about anything else, because you do like a bajillion and one other things. If our listeners want to find Strength of Seduction and or learn more about you, where can they do that?
I highly recommend that you check out strengthofseduction.com. We have all of our interesting programs and products up there, our book. We have our new challenge, Couples Transformation Challenge, running now. And you can find me as well at Daniel D. Piazza on all the platforms. You know, I'm not hard to find. I guess I'm a little too easy to stalk. Maybe I need to get harder. I'm too easy. The footprint's too big now. I've got to make it smaller. Enemy of the State, Will Smith. Remember that movie?
Yes. Yes.
What if you just go and they cut off all your credit cards and you can't get through the toll station? You're Will Smith now. That's going to happen with us soon. They're going to have too much information on us, too much data.
Oh my.
I need to reduce my
that's kind of
get off Instagram.
We're already there.
Yeah. Oh, we close.
Too much data.
Yes.
Yeah. Get off Instagram. Change my name. I'm gonna change my fingerprints, burn my fingerprints off. That's also Will Smith, but that's in Men in Black. When he burns his fingerprints off.
Yeah.
That's what I want to do, guys. So this is gonna be my last interview ever after this. I'm going into internet retirement.
Got that exclusive.
Got that exclusive. You know, I'm going to walk away, turn off this mic, walk out the door. You'll never hear from me again.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, as long as you leave the Strength of Seduction website
up. As long as you leave the website up. We need our DVDs.
Exactly. Priorities, you know.
But can I do my workout? I have my
DVD. Don't run out of plastic. As long as they don't run out of plastic, exactly. People will be happy.
That part.
Exactly.
That part.
Hashtag CEO problems. Thank you, guys.
Thank you very much.
It was such a pleasure having you.
Welcome. And let me know when this is up. I'll share some.
Absolutely. All right, Daniel. Well, Harvey, I've really enjoyed that conversation. I think Daniel was full of just fantastic ideas. Strength of Seduction is definitely going places, and I can't wait to, you know, see what the next evolution of this product is. We have absolutely positively come to the conclusion that love is strength.
Love is strength.
Strength, right?
Yes.
Love is many things.
But this good love is Black.
Thanks for listening to the Love is Black podcast.
Please help support the podcast by subscribing and leaving a review.
And connect with us on Facebook and Instagram at Love is Black Podcast.
See you next week.